97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Reardon. Mark Reardon returns on Monday. He's out there screwing around at the golf tournament. That's what he's doing. I could finesse you, but that's what he's doing. Having a great time. We're going to talk a little bit more about the big golf tournament this weekend. We'll talk about that next hour. Well, let's talk a little movie stuff. Paul Hall's here with Common Guys Film Reviews. How are you doing, Paul? Welcome to the Mark Reardon Show.
I'm doing well, Heidi. I declare mutiny today. Mark is not here, so mutiny seems to be the way we have to go.
And we have a clip from that, don't we?
We do.
Born and raised in London. Father was a cop. Grandfather was a cop. Reed ends up serving under his dad, investigating a human trafficking operation. So why did he leave the UK? Father goes cold.
By now, what it matters is we get those people to safety.
Tell me what you want. Everybody wants something. Vengeance.
Well, what'd you think of the movie?
Well, Heidi, Sue, I have to ask you, Jason Statham fans or not? Of course, this would be the first question I'd ask you.
I liked him in The Meg. Does that count for anything?
It does. It's a Jason Statham film.
That was a great movie. It was. I don't care. It's a popcorn movie. What about you, Sue? She's ignoring us. That's okay.
Yeah, I would.
I like Statham. I haven't seen a ton of his stuff, but I like him. So how was he in this?
Well, if you've seen any of his movies, every one of his movies is very similar. He's that tough guy that's there. Things happen. And I regret someone's comment online about, you know, someone's going to get in his way, someone's going to die, and he's going to go for vengeance. And that's kind of really what a lot of his films revolve around. Why? He does it well. Look, this movie is not going to win any awards. It's not going to be the movie that you fall back on and go, you know what I saw this weekend? Mutiny. It was really amazing. I won't forget it ever. No, I probably will forget it in about a week, but it's something you put on in the background later on, and you get 90 minutes of just nonstop action along the way. It's a fun movie. Am I going to tell you to rush out to the theater to see it? No, but you could do a lot worse than checking this out in theaters or when it finally comes home. You know, they had a big controversy earlier this week. Seems like there was a major streaming service that released this for free to its streaming platform earlier this week by mistake.
So
they had to kind of make good. There's some studios that are a little bit upset with the streaming service, and there's stories out there, so I'll leave that to you if you want to dig up which streaming service did it. But Mutiny's in theaters only officially this week.
Okay, interesting. So you were talking about Jason Statham, and I like him. Okay, but it kind of reminds me of what Tom Cruise movies are. Other than, you know, we all liked Top Gun Maverick, but it's always Tom Cruise in a car, Tom Cruise on a motorcycle, I mean, he's not an actor; he's a movie star, and that's different. So it sounds like the way you're describing Jason Statham, he's a movie star more than he is an actor. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. There's a reason why he was in The Expendables early in his career, because he was there already. He was at that point where him, Steven Seagal, that whole ilk of actors can do all those action films. However, I think Statham's got a lot of talent outside of his action chops, but that's kind of where he's pigeonholed right now. And let's be honest, he's making a lot of money doing it.
Well, nothing wrong with that. By the way, I saw Sue mentioned this earlier. Odyssey, highest grossing R-rated movie in history. That's amazing. And I was, you know, talking with Ethan during the break about it. He's seen it. I have not. But I was thinking, you know what? Testosterone's back and it's popular, isn't it? That's how I look at it, Paul.
Well, I don't know. I mean, think about the Odyssey and what it's based on. I mean, the works of Homer, which is something right. that, you know, is as long as we can remember. I might be a little older than that. I don't know. But I'll tell you, it's done well. And it's Christopher Nolan behind it. Now, Christopher Nolan is amazing in everything he did. And this was one of those few cases, you know, I usually do agree with Mark a lot on a lot of things. Mark was absolutely wrong, and Ethan is right on this one. And Ethan can take this clip and use it later to his advantage along the way. But this is a really good movie. It's one of my favorites of this year.
It feels so good to hear those words, and it's what I was going to follow up with, because, I mean, listen, I'm not one to, you know, make noise just to make noise. You know, Mark is the one that knows a lot more about movies than I do, But I could not believe that when Mark says he doesn't like a movie that I really liked, it makes me question if I really liked that movie or not. And I was like, there's just no way. It felt so well done. The timing of it, a lot of the different shots. It was just so enjoyable.
It's amazing to look at. And for an R-rated movie, this is one that, yes, it's R-rated because a lot of the violence that is in it. It's definitely a different R than Deadpool and Wolverine, but both are decent for what they are. You've got to fit them in their niche. You got to do and see what you're seeing instead of trying to lump all the R-rated movies necessarily together.
We're speaking with Paul Hall from Common Guys Film Reviews. I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Reardon. You know, what I said about testosterone, I do think that people like seeing men do men things, and that seems to do, as far as I'm concerned, better at the box office than some of these other things.
It does, and it's one of those things where the romantic comedy, the dramas, unless the comedy breaks out of its shell, shall we say, and becomes something bigger, they kind of have their little niches where the big budget action film, which is very testosterone driven in many cases, no matter what one you look up and down the line, those are kind of universal. They go anywhere. They translate anywhere. The reason why you don't get a big worldwide box office on a lot of those type of films or period pieces or dramas or whatever is that the language that we speak here is not necessarily the same language in China. And so certain things do not translate into other languages, and therefore a great big comedy here, a great big action film here, or a great big drama or a romance here does not necessarily translate as well as something blowing up. If it's blowing up here, it's blowing up there, it's blowing up everywhere.
Interesting. Never thought about that. Earned $124 million in the opening weekend. That's just crazy. Now it's earned $429. I know you know this, but for those who don't, $429 million domestically, $578 million in international ticket sales. Wow.
That's a fraction of what Spider-Man is doing. And the difference is Spider-Man being PG-13, having such a universal appeal. In 9 days, that became the top film this year. In its first 9 days Spider-Man was out, it was the top film in America. And that in and of itself is a feat that is crazy when you think of we're sitting here in August and you've had, 8 months of other films.
Right. What does that tell you, Paul Hall, Common Guy Film Reviews, about people and their dollar, their movie dollar? Because obviously movie tickets have gotten way more expensive. I don't know about you, but I have to have the Red Vines and the popcorn and the drink when I go to the movies. So there's another $30 out the window. A lot of people are watching their budgets, but they still make time and make the money for to go see these movies.
Well, yeah, people are spending their big bucks when they go to see the big titles, the ones that are elaborate enough that your home screen, no matter how good it is at home, can't do as good of a job as the giant screen. As Ethan would attest with The Odyssey, if you don't see that on the biggest screen possible, you're kind of letting yourself down because that one offers so much more on a bigger, bigger screen. Now, I'll tell you what, there is a way to do this cheap sometimes. And I love to give people cheap options. You know, there's mystery movies that come up once every couple weeks from the Marcus Group and the other theater chains. Marcus has one this weekend, a family one on Sunday, $6 to get in. You take your family. Now, you don't know what it's going to be, but I really believe, and it's a family title this weekend, I really believe it's going to be a big animated one that we're going to talk about on this airwaves next week that I have seen. And I'll tell you, what's up, Doc, to this movie? Acme is in trouble when it comes to getting sued by Coyote. That's just my guess. I have no inside information. That's Sunday at, 1 o'clock at all the Marcuses, including Ronnie's and the others in town. So you don't know, though. It could be something totally different. I've seen some really bad ones, and I've seen some good ones. There's one on Sunday that's family-friendly, and then there's one actually on – there's a second one on Monday that's R-rated for those of you who want to see something more adult. I think that's at 7 o'clock as well. Those are $6 to get in, even if you hate it. $6 is a lot cheaper than a Starbucks.
Well, absolutely. And it's nice to know that people still are going to the movies because it was so sad what happened during 2020 and all that. And a lot of people just didn't go back. And it's nice to see people out there actually supporting the good movies. It's great to see these big movies having these huge dates.
Yeah, definitely. I want to mention something before we get out of here really quickly. There's a good documentary over on Netflix called Free Fall, A Reckoning for Boeing. Josh Hawley, Missouri senator, is in there, among other people. Incredible examination of the whole Boeing case and the whistleblower who took his life as it goes. Really good behind-the-scenes look into the Boeing information. And then we lost Hayden Panettiere earlier this week.
Yeah.
And she will always be Beth Cooper to me. There's been a number of movies, but I Love You, Beth Cooper is one of those niche movies that hit me right in the heart of kind of growing up. And I always wanted to, you know, that idea of you having a crush on that perfect quote-unquote girl out there and wanting to do anything for them. She was pretty amazing at what she did. All kinds of weird stories behind the scenes on what may or may not have happened here. I won't get into any of that, but she had a really incredible career, over 70 movies credited to her on IMDb. And she was just a young lady. And yet, you know, 70 movies, she'd been in the industry forever.
Wow. I didn't realize the extent. Yeah, I hadn't. And that's what Ethan was saying. He kind of grew up with her, watching a beautiful girl in tons of movies. It just breaks your heart.
Yeah,
36 years old.
I mean, like, Remember the Titans is one of my favorite movies of all time. And like, it's not like she's a main character, but like, she has a very like loud role in that movie still. So I mean, like, yeah, I very sad news this week with Hayden Panettiere.
Her stage presence brings her to the screen, Ethan, and that's the one thing you get is you will always know when she was on the screen because she just grabbed what was there. It is 25 years this year for The Fast and the Furious, and that is actually doing another kind of retro run in a lot of theaters this weekend, too, and with some of the coolest-looking popcorn merch out there. They got the car you can actually get as a popcorn bucket. Great thing for on your wall if you're a big fan of that movie. 25 years.
Wow.
Fast and Furious. That's crazy.
Yeah, they're up to what? Fast and Furious number 25 now? What number are they up to?
We're coming up on, I think, 10.
Okay. It's Hollywood. You know, they find a formula and they stick to it. They never.
If the formula works, it's going to make you a lot of money. And a lot of people don't want any deviations from the formula because they're comfortable. It's comfort food.
Well, because they have so many movies that don't work that we don't really hear much about that flop. They spend a lot of money on those, so they got to go with the sure thing. Paul Hall, great talking with you, and it'll be fun to see what you talk with Mark Reardon next week about with the movie that you're not telling us about.
That What's Up, Doc movie? That Acme versus Coyote? That Ketchup Entertainment film? Yeah. Yeah, it's coming next week. We'll talk about it. I've seen it, and I can't tell you that I liked it, but so don't imply anything like that, but I didn't tell you that.
We're not going to say anything. It'll be our little secret. Off the record's off the record. No one heard you. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate you being here.
Take care.
I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Reardon.